Hello, this is Dr. Bill Valenti, here to talk about HPV vaccine. I'm an internist and infectious diseases specialist in Rochester, New York, and I'm chair of MISNI's Infectious Diseases Committee. Today, I'm going to discuss the human papillomavirus vaccine, what it is, who should receive it, the age it should be administered, and how many doses are required to be fully vaccinated. I'll also describe the benefits of HPV vaccine, who's more susceptible to complications from HPV, and what these complications are. Well, I spent the early days of my career at the University of Rochester Infectious Diseases Unit, where this vaccine was being developed. So I have watched 25 years of work that went into this particular vaccine and can speak about it with enormous confidence because I've watched the story unfold over the years. And the first vaccine that was introduced 15 years ago was a quadrivalent vaccine, four different vaccine types that were largely responsible for cervical cancer in women. Now, since then, we've learned that this vaccine, in fact, is very effective against warts caused by the human papillomavirus that over time become cancerous and can cause cancers of the cervix and vagina in women, anal cancers in men and women, and penile cancer in men. So this is, in effect, a vaccine against a sexually transmitted virus, the human papillomavirus, and that virus causes cancer. So it's a really first and foremost a vaccine against cancer caused by HPV. The other good news is the vaccine has been reconfigured to be what's called nanovalent have coverage against nine particular strains of the HPV that are also related to cancer. So the most advanced version, the current version of HPV vaccine, has protection against nine different HPV strains. And it's recommended that we start vaccinating people 11 to 12 years should get two doses of HPV vaccine given 6 to 12 months apart. But you can start as early as 9 years old. Now, not every parent is going to be ready to start the vaccine at age 9, but that's certainly the time to begin that discussion. Begin that discussion with parents at the age of 9 years and get those two doses in the child not later than ages 11 to 12. And that's, again, two doses of vaccine starting somewhere between 9 and 11. Now, children who start the HPV vaccine series on or after their 15th birthday will need three doses given over 6 months. And that would be a time zero now, 3 months later, and then 6 months after the first for the final dose. The challenge with this vaccine is that many people associate it with sexual activity and want to delay the, what we call sexual debut or the start of sexual activity in young people to time later. And that's certainly important, but there's no evidence that this vaccine, for example, is related to starting sexual activity earlier in life than in non-vaccinated people. So we need to keep that in mind. The focus of HPV vaccine is that this vaccine prevents infection with a sexually transmitted virus, HPV, that is responsible for genital cancers and also becoming a major cause of oral cancer in people. And this has developed over the past number of years as people have stopped smoking tobacco products, which was formerly the major cause of oral cancer, and has been replaced by HPV. And in my own personal practice, have seen several people with HPV-related oral cancer, several adults. So if this can be prevented, it is certainly worth considering, and considering the use of this vaccine. So everyone through age 26 should get HPV vaccine if they were not fully vaccinated already. Generally speaking, it's not recommended for people older than age 26. However, there are some adults, roughly ages 27 through 45, who are not vaccinated might want to get the HPV vaccine. And I would say I'm a proponent of using this vaccine, even in adults. It may not always be covered by insurance, so I think we need to keep that in mind and let patients know that. But for those people up to about age 45 who are sexually active and have not received HPV vaccine, I think this is a consideration. You have to balance that against the fact that adults may have already been exposed to HPV as a result of sexual activity, and the vaccine would have less benefit. But there is that intermediate group of people that CDC talks about between the ages of 27 through 45, not already vaccinated, who might still be interested in vaccine. It's safe. You know, we've used this vaccine for 15 years now and shown that the vaccines are safe and effective. In general, my experience is pain at the injection site, but very few other adverse events associated with this. Now, in terms of effect, some of the statistics that are reported are in teenage girls, infections with HPV types that cause HPV cancer and genital warts have dropped by 88%. Among young women, infections with HPV types that cause a lot of HPV cancer and genital warts dropped 81%. And among vaccinated women, percentage of cervical precancers caused by HPV types and most often linked to cervical cancer dropped by 40%. So there are significant benefits to this vaccine, minimal adverse events associated with it, and really speaks to the idea of this being a vaccine for cancer. And that may help as we begin the discussion of administering HPV vaccine to parents and their young children. The background here is that about 13 million Americans, including teenagers, become infected with HPV each year, and most of those infections go away on their own, but they can also lead to cancers and cause cancers of cervix, vagina, and vulva in women, cancer of the penis in men, anal cancers in both men and women, and oropharyngeal cancers, cancers of the mouth and throat, including the base of the tongue and tonsils. So these cancers are serious indeed and can be prevented. Thank you for listening to this podcast.